Any student in Summit County could go to Park City High School Monday to get a COVID-19 vaccine from the Summit County Health Department. Students had to be at least 16 years old with parental or guardian consent to get the shot. Friday, a small group of 5 to 6 adults distributed anti-vaccination flyers at the school for about an hour around noon. Both resource officers and the Park City Police Department responded to the protest. Police even cited one adult woman for trespassing on school grounds. Phil Kirk with the police department says he's not sure if the protesters were there because of the planned clinic.
They were not very willing to communicate with us. They perceived us as part of the obstruction to their message. So I'm not sure if they're connected with the vaccination process that was going on, the clinic, or if, you know, the timing on their demonstration.
Lori Pierce with the Park City School District says it's unlikely parents made it into the school.
From my information I've received, there wasn't anybody in the school. There were parents outside of the school. The group of adults, including parents of high school students, gathered in the front parking lot to distribute flyers.
Park City High School Principal Roger Arbobby sent an email to parents Sunday about the incident, saying security footage did not show protesters entering the school. And just a few hours after the anti-vax protest, there was an anti-mask protest at the Park City School District. Kirk says the group of 50 to 60 protesters was cooperative with law enforcement. And Pierce says some students have shown up to school not wearing masks.
We've had a few reports, but, you know, students are required to wear a mask unless they have a medical exemption. And so our schools are being diligent about making sure that they have documents in place that if a student shows up without a mask, that we have the exemption on file.
Going forward, she says they do suspect that there will be more outspoken parents and adults against masks and vaccines.
I don't think it'll be the end of it. You know, we're looking forward. We've got 31 days left of school, you know, and we've come a long way. We've kept our kids in school. Our kids have worn masks this whole time. So, you know, we're just hoping that we can continue educating these kids and do what we need to do on our end.
She says the school district has security in place to deal with any potential future protests. Solicitation of any kind is not allowed on school campuses. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.